The U visa is for those who have faced violent crimes in the United States and spoke to law enforcement about it. It's your migratory superpower that offers protection, work permission, and much more. But how do you get this superpower? Let's find out. Don't worry, Immigration Nation. Today we're diving into the world of U visa. Think of it as your very own legal superhero suit for this difficult situation. Are you ready to discover everything you need to obtain it? Let's dive in. First thing, basic requirements. To obtain this superpower, you must have been a victim of crimes considered by the government to be the most serious. We're talking about regrettable situations like domestic violence, sexual abuse, human trafficking, homicide, kidnapping, extortion, torture, situations that no one would wish to experience. And to make it even more challenging, you must have suffered substantial harm. We understand that these words may evoke difficult and painful moments. This list doesn't cover all experiences, as each story is unique. Additionally, being eligible to enter the United States is part of the process. It may sound simple, but we know that each step can be a reminder of difficult times. This process isn't just about legal procedures, but about recognizing and respecting past suffering. We know that discussing these topics isn't easy, but you're not alone. We're here to guide you with understanding and empathy through this process. Before we continue, the I-918, your star form. But wait, don't panic. This isn't like those tax forms that make you sweat. Think of it as your superhero guide. So when you fill out the I-918, you already have a great tool to help you in this adventure. Second thing, the application process. Let's delve into the application process. It's time to get started. Start by completing the I-918 form and gathering supporting documents such as police reports and medical records. However, don't overlook Requirement B, the Supplement B form. This form is crucial for the U visa application and requires signatures from authorized individuals who investigated the victim's case, such as law enforcement officers, prosecutors, or judges. The Supplement B form confirms the victim's cooperation in the investigation and their status as a victim of a qualifying crime. It's important to note that agencies aren't obligated to sign it, and each agency has its own rules. Some may have strict policies, while others are more flexible. Therefore, understanding each agency's requirements is essential. Navigating this part of the process carefully is crucial, as the Supplement B form is key to proving eligibility for the U visa. USCIS will review your application and determine if you meet the requirements for the U visa. This process may take time, and you'll receive a notification from USCIS regarding the acceptance or denial of your application. If you receive a denial, don't worry. This isn't the end of the road. Many U visa denials have been turned into approvals with the right assistance. U visa is one of our favorite topics, so don't hesitate to ask for help if you need it. Let's move on. Number three, cooperation with authorities. No, you don't need to become a detective. You just need to collaborate. To be eligible for a U visa, you need to collaborate, have collaborated, or be willing to collaborate with authorities in the investigation or prosecution of the crime. This collaboration must be sustained and meaningful throughout the process. Collaboration can vary and may include providing information, testifying in trials, identifying perpetrators, assisting in investigations, and other helpful forms of support for authorities. With your help, law enforcement will give you your Supplement B for I-918 form. You won't always have to testify. It depends on your specific case. Sometimes just reporting the incident to the police is enough. My recommendation for this point is no information is too much, so testify if necessary and get that support letter. Think of it as your very own detective movie, but without the fancy hats. But keep in mind that the victim must continue to cooperate in this case. Not every case law enforcement can think of during the validity period of the U visa. Loss of cooperation could affect renewal or eligibility for permanent residence. And we don't want that, right? Now for some good news. Fourth thing, duration and benefits. Did I mention that the U visa initially lasts for 4 years? Yes, like a series you eagerly wait for each year. This period allows the victim to collaborate with authorities and participate in the investigation and prosecution of the crime. And here's the exciting part. You could get permanent residence, green card, work permit. It's like hitting the jackpot in the immigration world. And lastly, you can become a U.S. citizen, all thanks to knowing that even when bad things happen to you, there is a silver lining. Fifth thing, victim's age. In the context of the U visa, the victim's age can be relevant. Think of it as adjusting the difficulty level of a video game. If you're younger, you might need a bit more help and additional documentation. The law recognizes that underage victims may face special challenges when collaborating with authorities and participating in the legal process. These considerations are taken into account when assessing the victim's willingness to cooperate. The level of understanding and maturity of the victim in relation to the legal process is also considered. This is especially important as the victim may require additional assistance. In this case, providing additional documentation, such as social services reports, specialized interviews, and other elements, may support U visa eligibility. Attention, Immigration Nation, additional information, common mistakes. Before we say goodbye, here's one last thing you should keep in mind for your U visa. Avoid mistakes. It's better to be safe than sorry, right? These mistakes could be as simple as forgetting documents or providing incorrect information. Think of it as the instruction manual to avoid stumbling on your way to superhero immigration status. Comment U visa. If you'd like me to make a video dedicated to the most common mistakes when applying for this visa, I'm sure that information will be very helpful. And there you have it. It's important to note that the U visa has an annual limit on the number of visas granted, so filing as sooner is a good idea. And requirements may change, so always check the latest information on the USCIS official website. Information is power, so subscribe and stay updated with this channel and others. Have you done it yet? Remember, you're not alone on this journey to the U visa. For more details on how to get started and ensure your success, be sure to check out our informative video. In it, you'll find all the information you need presented in a clear and easy to understand manner. Plus, get ready because we'll soon be releasing a new video dedicated to the I-918 form. We'll guide you step by step through the filling process so you can complete it with confidence. We're here to assist you every step of the way on your path to your U visa. Don't miss out. That's all for today, Immigration Nation. Leave me your questions about the U visa. We're here to help. We are in this together.
Hey, did you like the video? I invite you to watch another video where I share more tips on how to protect your reputation as an immigrant. Until next time.